The seventh Tuesday, we talk about the fear of aging. Maury lost his battle. Someone was now wiping his behind. He faced this with typically brave acceptance. No longer able to reach behind him when he used the commode, he informed Connie of his latest limitation. "Would you be too embarrassed to do it for me?" She said no. I found it typical that Maury asked her first. It took some getting used to, Maury admitted, because it was, in a way, complete surrender to the disease. The most personal and basic things had now been taken from Maury. Going to the bathroom, wiping his nose, washing his private parts. With the exception of breathing and swallowing his food, he was dependent on others for nearly everything. I asked Maury how he managed to stay positive through that. "Mitch, it's funny," he said. "I'm an independent person, so my inclination was to fight all of this. Being helped from the car, having someone else dress me. I felt a little ashamed, because our culture tells us we should be ashamed if we can't wipe our own behind. But then I figured, forget what the culture says. I've ignored the culture much of my life. I am not going to be ashamed. What's the big deal?" And you know what? The strangest thing. "What's that?" I said. "I began to enjoy my dependency. Now I enjoy when they turn me over on my side and rub cream on my behind so I don't get sores, or when they wipe my brow or they massage my legs. I revel in it. I close my eyes and I soak it up, and it seems very familiar to me. It's like going back to being a child again. Someone to bathe you, someone to lift you, someone to wipe you. We all know how it is to be a child. It's inside all of us. For me, it's just remembering how to enjoy it. The truth is, when our mothers held us and rocked us and stroked our heads, none of us ever got enough of that. We all yearn in some way to return to those days when we were completely taken care of. Unconditional love, unconditional attention. Most of us didn't get enough. I know I didn't." I looked at Maury and I suddenly knew why he so enjoyed my leaning over and adjusting his microphone, or fussing with the pillows, or wiping his eyes. Human touch. At 78, Maury was giving as an adult and taking as a child. Later that day, we talked about aging, or maybe I should say the fear of aging, another of the issues on my "What's Bugging My Generation" list. On my ride in from the Boston airport, I had counted the billboards that featured young and beautiful people. There was a handsome young man in a cowboy hat smoking a cigarette, two beautiful young women smiling over a shampoo bottle, a sultry-looking teenager with her jeans unsnapped, and a sexy woman in a black velvet dress next to a man in a tuxedo, the two of them snuggling a glass of scotch. Not once did I see anyone who would pass for over 35. I told Maury at age 37 I was already feeling over the hill. Much as I tried desperately to stay on top of it, I worked out constantly, watched what I ate, checked my hairline in the mirror. I had gone from being proud to say my age, because of all I had done so young, to not bringing it up for fear I was getting too close to 40 and therefore professional oblivion. Maury had aging in better perspective. "All this emphasis on youth, I don't buy it," he said. "Listen, I know what a misery being young can be, so don't tell me it's so great. All these kids who came to me with their struggles, their strife, their feelings of inadequacy, their sense that life was miserable, so bad they wanted to kill themselves. And in addition to all the miseries, the young are not so wise. They have very little understanding about life. Who wants to live every day when you don't know what's going on? When people are manipulating you, telling you to buy this perfume and you'll be beautiful, or this pair of jeans and you'll be sexy, and you believe them. It's such nonsense." "Well, weren't you ever afraid to grow old?" I asked. "Mitch, I embrace aging." "Embrace it," I said. "It's very simple," he said. "As you grow, you learn more. If you stayed at 22, you'd always be as ignorant as you were at 22. Aging is not just decay, you know, it's growth. It's more than the negative that you're going to die. It's also the positive that you understand you're going to die and that you live a better life because of it." "Yeah," I said, "but if aging were so valuable, why do people always say, 'Oh, if I were young again'? You never hear people say, 'Oh, I wish I were 65.